Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So the Dáil returns tomorrow with a new programme for government ratified and Micheál Martin set to be appointed as Taoiseach. But this major row over opposition speaking rights for independent TDs who are supporting the government continues. Let's get more now from Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Mirror. And we'll speak to Pather Tobin, who's leader of AIM2 and TD for Meath West. So Louise, to you first, the row over the speaking rights in the Dáil. Where does it stand now as we head into the first day of the new government tomorrow? Because people might say, well, it's not unusual for independent TDs to group together to form a technical group so they can have more speaking time. What's going on?
Well, the gist of it is that it's not sorted as we face the first day of the Dáil tomorrow. So what we do know is that there was a technical group formed before the Dáil sat, before the government negotiations started, and that contained 8 regional independent group TDs. It also contained 2 AIM2 TDs and independent TD for Laois Offaly, Carol Nolan. When the government negotiations started, the 8 regional independent group TDs started negotiating with the government. That fell to 7 when Verona Murphy got the Ciarán Corla position, and then we do know, as we have been discussing for the last week, that there were several ministries there given. So Sean Canny, Marion Harkin, Noel Grealish and Kevin Boxer-Moran are going to become junior ministers, as is Michael Healy-Ray. So the independents who didn't get government jobs, so that's Barry Heenahan, it's Michael Lowry, it's Gillian Toole and it's also Danny Healy-Ray, are now looking to go onto the opposition benches to take speaking time. They say that they're not government TDs. Yes, they did feed into the programme for government. They were involved in negotiations, but they're not government TDs. They want to go on the opposition benches. However, they have said that they will support the government in good days and bad, as Michael Lowry said last week. So this has gone down like a lead balloon with the other opposition parties, namely Labour, the Social Democrats, Sinn Féin and People Before Profit, who have said, listen, lads, you're not the opposition. You negotiated the programme for government. Some of your group got jobs. You can't just come looking to be opposition TDs now because you didn't get jobs. You can't take our speaking time. You can't take other things that would be affected, such as the chairperson roles in Oireachtas committees. They're done in a certain way and they're divvied up between the opposition and the government. So this is an ongoing thing. And we do know that Ciarán Corla, Verona Murphy got in touch with the parties last week, and she said there is precedent for opposition TDs supporting the government to be on the opposition benches. Sinn Féin and the Labour Party got legal advice. They're saying, no, there's no precedent at all. We don't agree with what Verona Murphy is saying. So all it's kind of the one act of unity that we've seen in a long time from the opposition parties. They are all coming together and they are working on a joint submission to Verona Murphy to say to her that this cannot be allowed to happen.
OK, and that's happening today, is it, at the business committee?
Well, it's kind of a mix and match. So really the meeting that the business committee is currently in is to discuss the business for tomorrow when Micheál Martin becomes Taoiseach. They're discussing the schedule, etc. It's not on the agenda, the speaking row, officially. Some expect it to come up during the any other business part of the meeting. Others are saying that they don't have their submission fully complete, that they want to send to Verona Murphy and they want to hold their powder dry for just now. We do know that the business committee is meeting again on Thursday. Verona Murphy has asked for that submission from the opposition by Wednesday evening. So it's more likely to kind of hit the fan again on Thursday, but it is widely expected that it will be mentioned in some way, shape or form at that meeting that just kicked off.
And Pather Tobin, who's with us and listening to all of this on the line, is having very many fingers pointed at him over all of this, Louise. Why?
So this is kind of between a rock and a hard place for AIM2, really. So they joined this technical group with the regional independents before the government was formed and before the government negotiations started. And technical groups are used for speaking time in the Dáil. There has to be 5 TDs in a group. If you don't have a technical group, you don't have speaking time. So Pather and his colleague Paul Lawless came together with the 8 regional independents and with Carol Nolan, but they weren't involved in the programme for government negotiations. So now the 4 independents who didn't get jobs want to come back to that technical group that was formed in December. And the opposition are really looking at Padraig Tobin and saying, you've been talking about accountability for months. It was kind of the crux at the AIM2 election campaign. And they're saying, if you're looking for accountability, Padraig, you shouldn't let these people come back. You should pull out. You should look for another technical group. But, and I'm sure Padraig will tell you himself in a few minutes, but he's really saying, well, what's the alternative? Not have any speaking time. So there's a lot of pressure being put on him, but he doesn't seem to be giving into it.
All right, Louise, thank you very much. Let's go to Padraig Tobin now, who is the leader of AIM2. So people are saying that you're allowing Michael Lowry and Barry Heenahan and Danny Healy-Ray and Gillian Toole to have their cake and eat it, Padraig. What do you say?
Well, there's a lot of false information being put out there at the moment, unfortunately. So, if AIM2 withdrew from the technical group would still exist, and all of those TDs that you've just mentioned would remain in place with speaking rights. So whether we're in or out of the technical group makes absolutely no difference to whether the technical group functions at all. Secondly, it would be a failure on my part to my constituents if I literally fell on my sword on this issue and gave up speaking rights. Every TD should have the rights to properly speak in the Dáil in terms of major issues concerning their constituents.
But you don't you don't have to be in a group with these people. You could find others, surely.
No, but just give your listeners a little kind of feel for what it means if you're not in a technical group. So if you're not in a technical group, you are literally borrowing and stealing for a minute here and a minute there, asking whips from other political parties to give you a 60 seconds on a bill or a motion or some issue of great importance. You don't have leaders' questions. You don't have the right to question ministers. You don't have the right to be a member of a committee to hold ministers to account.
Yeah, that's fine. I think people understand that, but you don't have to be in a technical group with this gang who've said they're going to support the next government on the good days and the bad days.
So, and here's the cynical element of all of these attacks. You have the likes of Sinn Féin being very generous with other technical groups' time, saying, well, why doesn't AIM2 join, you know, the People Before Profit or the Independent Ireland groups? It's very easy to offer somebody else's speaking time. I've said to Sinn Féin, listen, if you want us to lead this technical group, we'll do it today. But you have to ask Mary Lou to give her leader's questions at times to Padraig Tobin. You have to give some of your ministerial questions to us. You have to give us access to committees.
And what do they say?
Of course, when we say that to Sinn Féin, they completely slink away and disappear because they are not going to give us time on these issues. And, you know, they talk about holding the governments to account. It was our speaking time that actually held the governments to account in the referendums on the issues such as immigration, such as the issues in relation to tax and the cost of living crisis on fuel, to the issues of children and state
that's
care
fine,
going
Padraig,
missing.
But surely you've got to watch your own reputation here. You know, you are somebody, as Louise said, who spoke a lot about accountability. You're being accused now of facilitating the stroke politics of the incoming government, according to Sinn Féin. You're not going to want that label, surely?
Well, first of all, to facilitate something means that you have an act of making it happen. As I said, and very clearly, if AIM2 were not in that particular technical group, it would still function. It would still happen. It is not an issue that we have control over at all. And I have to look at the facts. How best do I represent my constituents? And how best can I actually hold this government to account? And I cannot hold this to government account if I don't even have a right to ask a Taoiseach a question, a minister a question, to go into a committee and actually put information onto those committees.
I think people understand that you want speaking time and you want to be able to represent your constituents. But do you also want to facilitate people who are supporting this government, but who also want to act as opposition?
Well, the solution to this, in which none of the major political parties are talking about on this, is actually to reform standing orders, to actually allow for every TD to have an equal mandate in the Dáil in terms of speaking time on the basis of the mandate that they received from the people just a couple of months ago. The last time Sinn Féin really spoke about reforming standing orders on this was when Quaolán was their Dáil leader, when they were in exactly the same situation, when they were in a technical group trying to get speaking rights. And it's just hypocritical for Sinn Féin now to seek to look for a higher standard for other political parties than they actually had back in the late 90s and the early 90s.
Yeah, but it's not just Sinn Féin. I mean, the Social Democrats leader, deputy leader, says you should leave the technical group altogether. You have Labour this morning on this programme saying pretty much the same thing, that you need to examine what you're doing here. Like, let's take what Cian O'Callaghan suggests, that you leave the technical group and the numbers may then fall below the threshold for speaking rights.
Again, maths is not Keane's strong point here, because you need 5 TDs to have a technical group. If we leave, there are still 5 TDs in that technical
group.
That's
with Carol Nolan in there as well, is it?
Well, that's with Carol Nolan, and it looks like I hear that Matty McGrath is also joining the technical group. So they would have 6, even if Aon Tú left that. And, you know, it's interesting to me that Deputy Johnny Gourke led the charge against Aon Tú in this. Johnny Gourke spoke for a full hour last year in the Dáil, in a complete year. He asked 59 questions, as opposed to 1,200 questions that I asked in the Dáil last year. One of the individuals with the least amount of speaking time used is obviously now talking about speaking time in this Dáil.
Okay, look,
as well.
All right, but on the principle of the regional independents who are not in ministerial jobs, on the principle of them wanting opposition speaking time, but always going to vote with the government, what's your feeling on that?
Well, I do think there's a little bit of hypocrisy here as well, because a very similar situation pertained in the last Dáil. So you had Michael Lowry, Noel Grealish, and you also had Dennis Nocton vote with the government 95% of the time on the basis of an agreement that they came to before that Dáil actually formed, and on the basis of deals that they struck with the government.
And so you don't have an issue with it, is what you're saying?
No, but what I'm saying to you is that the other political parties didn't have an issue in the last Dáil, and the reason why they do have an issue in this Dáil is because, for example, Sinn Féin's vote collapsed in the general election, and Aon Tú had the highest increase of vote of any political party in the country in the last general election. And this is what it's about. It is those political parties afraid that we're stealing their lunch in relation to this. It is a political bubble discussion. Nobody's coming into my office in terms of fighting
right,
for
so
the rights.
You're not backing away, and you're not going to be stopped from facilitating these independents.
Aon Tú will not relinquish our ability to represent our constituents and hold this government to account. What we will do is we will talk to the other political parties about reforming the standing orders so that this situation doesn't arise in future, but on the basis that every TD has an equal right to speak in the Dáil, okay, on the basis of their mandate.
All right, Pather Tobin from Aon Tú, thank you for joining us. Coming up next, are we getting any closer to having the Dublin Metro link built?
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.